Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and bring our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more powerful, purposeful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we have Daniel Gomez with us. I met Daniel recently at the New Media Summit, and he is the founder of Daniel Gomez Enterprises, a company devoted to developing and strengthening organizations and individuals. Daniel is a dynamic John Maxwell certified speaker with 14 years of experience in the arena of leadership development, sales training, and coaching. He's the international best-selling author of You Were Born to Fly, a book written to inspire and give people the confidence they need to live an extraordinary life. He encourages them to be original, to love and believe in themselves at all times, to value their own opinion, and to step out of their comfort zones. Daniel knows what it's like to fear the unknown, having lost his mother as a child and facing death at the age of 18. He did not let his circumstances dictate the outcome of his life. His positive attitude and approach to life are what makes him very successful in his personal and his professional life. I am so excited to have you here, Daniel. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on Emerald Peaceful Greenforest. I mean, I feel like a movie star. This is a podcast to be on. I'm like, man, what a way to just make my, I'm excited. I've been anticipating this pretty much the whole day. So thank you for having me. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, I am deeply, deeply honored because I'm finding out more about you already just from reading your bio. So what I want to start with, Daniel, is I believe that the men on purpose on this planet are called. And clearly, you have been called. So I'd love to have you talk a little bit about your experience of receiving the call, both like the practical experience, but also the emotional experience of receiving the call and saying yes to it.
Well, you know, it's two things, because you receive the call and you're excited. You have this vision, you have this dream, and you're like, man, it's like that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But the same way there's a beautiful rainbow and that pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, what comes before the rainbow and the pot of gold, the storm. And if they would have told me it was going to be as hard as it was, I would have probably said, you can keep it. You know, because it's been amazing. I've met amazing people like yourself and people at the New Media Summit and just people all over the country, actually internationally. But there's times that the dream and the vision is there, and your purpose, you have your purpose, and you know it's your purpose because you get up after being knocked down. And it's not easy. And I understand that's why so many people, they settle in life because they don't want to get up. And that pot of gold, let me tell you though, when you figure out that pot of gold is not just for Daniel, it's not just for you individually, but it's for everybody to better themselves. That's what keeps me going, to be honest with you. It's just to say, I made a difference in one person's life.
Beautiful. So Daniel, I want to just talk a little bit about what can happen when you have the calling, you're in that storm place, right? And I like to call it the clouds of confusion, right?
Yes.
So when you're in that stormy place, it really takes a lot of courage to be able to continue to get back up. You know, part of my own journey and a lot of the journeys of the men on purpose that I interview, I get this same story where, like, you're down and you got to get back up, and you're down and you got to get back up, and you're down and you got to get back up. So I want to talk to you about where you go to get the courage to get back up again. Where have you gone in the past, and where do you go? Like, where do you source in order to get the courage to just get back up again when you've been, you know, blown over?
You know, for me, it's God. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If God wasn't in my life, I'd be lost, first of all. I don't think people realize it's kind of like we give so much of ourselves that it drains you emotionally, physically. And I've always said that going back to when I used to run dealerships is your mental intelligence, your emotional intelligence drains before your physical strength does. So you get drained by talking to people, showing people. And, you know, it's like the Bible talks about having a, that Jesus is the living water, the flow of living water. And you got to go back and you got to refresh yourself. Mm. And one thing that I do is, you know, I try to do it every morning. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say I do it every morning, but I would say at least 5 out of the 7 days of the week, I just seek refreshment with God. And that really helps me because if I don't have that, then it's Daniel delivering whatever Daniel needs to deliver for God for the purpose. And let me tell you, it's nowhere near what it is with God's anointing, blessing on me. And it's just a dry well. And believe me, when you do that, after you've done it a couple of days, it's like you're frustrated, you're tired. And then the people that suffer is not me. It's the people that we're serving. You're not giving them the 110% that you should be giving them.
Yeah.
So that's where my source is from, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for being honest. I appreciate that. So Daniel, you said something in there that I want to talk to you about a little bit. And that is when you give only of yourself, you can end up running dry, right? But if you're plugged into the source, you know, whether you call it God or the universe or source or goddess or whatever you want to call it, right? That never ending source of energy and life force and inspiration and power, right? Then it is coming through you instead of coming out of you. And for me, at least, and for a lot of the people that I work with, I've found that it's important to remember to stay connected to the source and let it come through you rather than giving so much of yourself that you end up bone dry at the end of the day and not serving anybody. So thank you for bringing that. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what are the things besides your 5 days a week of seeking refreshment. I love the way you said that. Seeking refreshment is beautiful. What are the ways that you know that you're off course? Like when you're starting to go in the wrong direction or you're starting to disconnect from that source of inspiration, is there signs that you get?
That's easy for me. Yeah. I get frustrated.
Yeah.
I get frustrated. When I start getting frustrated easily, I'm trying to do things on my own strength, on my own will, on my own doing. And it's at that point, you got to say time out. And there's times that you get so caught up in, okay, great, 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 come on. And then it's like, it still doesn't work. And if you just sit back and take a moment, a day, and you're like, why didn't I think of this yesterday? The answer comes, but I get for myself, it's the frustration that I get. And I just, you know, it's the frustration for me, and I'm being totally transparent. When I get frustrated, I start getting a little bit angry. And when I feel that coming on, okay, that's not who I want to be. So there's times when I just walk away from the computer, walk away from say I'm doing a training session or writing out a program, I'll just walk away because it's not clicking. And the more you try to push it, sometimes you just get more frustrated. So that's for me, the frustration is the answer.
Yeah, beautiful. So you have that signal, you have that way of knowing that it's time to go drink from the well of refreshment again.
And I think as a man, you need to know that what happens is, I just saw this the other day, is sometimes as a male, whether as a household, you have that ego. And people say, well, I don't have that ego. Well, you have pride. Whether you call it pride or ego, a lot of times, not just sometimes, a lot of times that gets in the way of, especially with us in the Hispanic culture, you have that machismo. And you try to force that square peg into that circle hole and it doesn't go. And you keep trying to push it and push it to where if you just really said, you know, I need help, things would be so much easier. But when you let the pride and your ego get in the way, well, then God says, you know what, go ahead, do it by yourself. And you're like, you end up making a mistake. That was a careless mistake. If you would have just said, you know, help me. Like you said, whether you call it God or, you know, energy of the universe or whatever it may be that you serve, we're forms of energy. Whether you believe it or not, our bodies are made of molecules. It's a proven fact when they put us under the light, they see the vibration of our body. We have a frequency. And when that frequency is out of tune, well, if you're putting off that frustration frequency, what are you going to get more of? More frequency, because our body is a magnet. I mean, it is. So if you catch yourself, and I've had a lot of success catching myself and not getting to that point, but most of us, we don't do that, and we attract more negativity, more frustration, more anger, more bad vibrations that we put out there, when the vibration we want is up here, but the vibration we're putting out is right here, and we're 10 frequencies away, and we're never going to get there, because the more we push, the worse frequency it is.
Yeah.
And we never get to that next level.
I love that. Well, we're about to go to the break, but I really am happy that you brought that, both the vibration piece as well as the frustration piece, because I think, Daniel, especially in the male community, but in the entrepreneurial community as well, there's this mythic storyline that says, grind, 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 work hard, work hard, work hard, and you'll get there. And I don't think that's actually true. In fact, I think it's actually detrimental to a lot of people, because if you're grinding and you're forcing and you're efforting, you're trying to do it alone. You're not doing it in grace. You're not doing it with the resources of the power of the whole universe with you. So thank you so much for bringing that. We're going to take a short break, and I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world, and I want to shout out this week to our listeners in, let me get my lovely list here, Venezuela. We just added Venezuela and Uganda to the list of countries that are tuned
in. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Hola, amigos in Venezuela. De San Antonio acá, Daniel Gomez.
All right. Oh, good. Perfect. I don't speak Spanish other than where's the bathroom? Donde es el baño? Like, the important thing I need to know, where is the bathroom and how much? Cuánto, right? That's about it for me for Spanish, and I can maybe count to 10. All right. Well, hello, Venezuela, and thank you, Daniel, for giving them a real welcome. And we will be right back in just a moment with Daniel Gomez.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit TimeToMakeYourMark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's TimeToMakeYourMark.com, or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
All right, people, we are back with the amazing Daniel Gomez. You can find out more about Daniel at danielgomezspeaker.com. Daniel, I'd love to have you share a little bit about coaching, because I'm pretty sure that's something that is part of your things that you offer. And I'd love to have you tell our listeners both a little bit about your coaching and what it is that you're offering at danielgomezspeaker.com. And the value that coaching has had for you?
Well, you know, we all have blind spots. It's like we drive a car, and even though we're driving this car, and no matter how often we drive it, there's certain areas we can't see on the road, and our lives are that way. And I myself have blind spots. I don't see things a lot of times, and I believe in coaching. I've had, you know, 3 coaches this past year at different times, and it's helped me accelerate in my career. And most people, going back to the pride that we were talking about, that ego, oh, I can do it on myself. Well, why do it by yourself and take you 10 years when you can hire a couple of coaches and they can help you get there in 1 year? And I attribute a lot of my success to being teachable. And if there's one thing that I want to tell your audience, is you have to be teachable in life. But this is what happens. We may be teachable for a season. And as we're teachable for a season, then we get a little bit of success. Well, then our ego gets back in the way, we shut down, and well, I already made it. And then we sabotage ourselves because the things that got us to where we were, we stop doing them. So what I do is I do a lot of confidence coaching. And confidence coaching is Yes, it's confidence in yourself, confidence in your belief, but it's for your personal and your professional life. I do a lot of business consulting, and especially here in South Texas, a lot of the small businesses that don't do well, it's if you don't have confidence, you're not going to be a good leader, you're not going to be a good salesperson, and you're not going to be a good team player, because it takes confidence to have success in all these different realms of business. Because if you don't have confidence as a leader, your team ain't going to want to follow you. If you don't have confidence as you're out there doing the sales aspect of your industry, of your organization, they're not going to want to buy from you, because they're not going to believe that you believe in the product or the service you're trying to provide. And if you're leading the team, well, they're going to be like, well, you don't even believe in what you're telling me to do. So the team, there's no cohesiveness. So confidence is a mindset. Confidence is, I think, one of the main skill sets that you need, because when you believe in yourself, people will follow you across a busy highway. I've always believed that. And that's what I do in Daniel Gomez Inspires in my coaching program. I have a 12-week program called 12 Weeks You Were Born to Fly. It's an amazing program. It's one-on-one coaching. Plus, I do have a video that you can go to DanielGomezSpeaker.com. You can actually buy the program itself there. But I believe that when you have that confidence, we were talking about courage earlier. When you have that confidence, you have the courage to take on anything. And the beauty of it is that most people that I talk to, they want everything perfect. And let me tell you, nothing's ever going to be perfect. Confidence comes by taking the steps daily. And the more you take the steps, the better you become. And the better you become, the more confident you become in yourself.
Yeah,
beautiful. And that's in business, that's in personal life, and that's in every aspect of life. So that's what I would definitely be honored to offer your audience, a 30-minute complimentary coaching session for watching your podcast here. And it's just something that I believe that everybody can use more confidence. I need more confidence at times, because like you said, when that doubt sets in, oh man, the good thing about it is I give you the mindset to, we're all going to doubt at one point. We're all going to have that fear factor at some point in our life. But the thing is, how resilient are you? And what I teach is that resilience in business, in your personal life, because most businesses fail. Because once a business owner or a CEO fails, they're scared to try new things and they stay in their comfort zone. And then you have what happens to Blockbuster. They never start evolving again. And they had the chance to buy Netflix for $50 million. And what, the CEO got offended because he's like, I don't want to buy that dumb little corporation. Who are they? We're a billion-dollar company. Who's around now?
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Well, I love that you also brought in that piece right there, which is being willing to not only be always learning, right? Always teachable, always willing to, not stay stuck or get complacent. That's the word I want. Not to get complacent when you do create success, but to then say, okay, what's the next thing? Where am I being called to next? You know, where my energy is going to go to next? I'd love to have you talk about creativity, because you've created some things. You've created a book, you've created a business, you've created this program. I'd love to ask you a little bit about your creative process. Do you have like a special ritual that you do when you're getting ready to sit down and create? Or do you have structure in your calendar that's your creative time? Or can you tell us a little bit about your creative process and how you work with God to get things up and out of you and into the world?
I have a spiral for work. I have a spiral for health. I have a spiral for, I take a lot, I write a lot of stuff down.
Yeah.
And when you write stuff down, it just, your mind goes 100 miles an hour. So I'm a big believer is when you got to get it first thing in the morning when your mind is clear. Because when your mind is clear, you don't have all this junk running around, all this busyness. Because here in our Western culture, we're so busy with our phones, technology, everything, that we don't focus on what we need to focus on, and it kills our creativity. So what I definitely recommend is, I don't care how addicted you are to your phone, because most Americans, most people around the world are addicted to their phones. The first hour, don't even look at your phone. Don't even, if you're not using it to strictly listen to music or whatever, like to the meditation, whatever, if you're using it to help you in your morning routine, then use it. But don't be tempted to go into those social media platforms. Don't be tempted to check your emails. That's one thing I've been doing now for well over a year, and it's made a big difference in my life. Because what happens is you train yourself to be reactive first thing in the morning. Just say you see that little red dot and you, then you know you start texting somebody or you respond to somebody and next thing you know, you lost. What was I going to do? So your focus is lost. And then what that does to you subconsciously, you build that habit of you're reacting all day. So as soon as somebody calls you, you react instead of doing what's important for yourself. So first thing in the morning, to answer your question, is I try to first, like I said, pray. Ideas come to me and I write them down. And I've never been one to be scared to try something new. When I was thinking about writing a book, I was like, I looked into a ghostwriter, I looked into a co-author. And then finally, when I got these quotes, the first quote I got almost gave me a heart attack. They wanted $21,000 to do this book. And I'm like, so are y'all going to do all this? And like, yeah, but we'll help you write it. And I was like, wow. And I said, you know, I said, Well, to make a long story short, I believe like that energy we were talking about, that frequency you put out, you attract what you need. And by the grace of God, I came across a publishing company and for less than $4,000, I was able to get my book written. I wrote it. And the reason I say that is because I went from wanting a ghostwriter, co-authoring, and I said, you know, maybe I can do this my own, but I never thought I could do it. And when Darren told me, I'm going to guide you through the process, I'm like, dude, I can't write a story. I'm in a book. Come on. He's like, trust me, Daniel. I can help you do this. Well, going through the process, you want to sabotage yourself because it's a lot of work. But I'll tell you what, if you stick to it, going back to what we talked about, the pot of gold, the book's a pot of gold in this instance. And every morning I wake up, 3 o'clock, 3:30. Some days I would write half a paragraph, nothing. I'd be upset, the frustration. But then when I would get the flow, I would write 8 or 9 pages the next day and then another 8 pages. So over a 90, like I think it was about 7-8 weeks, I wrote my book and I wrote it. So, you know, I was thankful to God because he woke me up every morning at 3:30, disciplined me, committed me to do it, and I did it. I think most people get that frustration like we were talking about and they give up. They want to stop. The problem with our society nowadays is we want instant gratification. We want everything microwaved. And it's not going to be that way. Success doesn't happen overnight. People see me, they're like, oh, Daniel, you just came out of nowhere. Well, you see me in this arena now, whether it's speaking or coaching or leadership, but I ran million-dollar organizations for almost 15 years, longer actually. So believe me, I've had my bumps in the road. I've been where I've made a lot of errors, a lot of successes, but it doesn't happen just like that. And most people think that they want that instant gold nugget and it doesn't happen. And so they end up quitting. And there's like so many people that I've met in my journey this past year that it's like, hey, what happened? You know, you see them on Facebook all the time or you see them in networking events. You're like, I wonder what happened to so-and-so. Oh, they gave up. Yeah, so yeah. I would just say, you have to have that morning creativity, that time with yourself, away from your phone. Get with your creator. Get with your designer. Get with the person, the God, the spirit that created your blueprint. And he's going to give you all the ideas that you need every morning.
Beautiful. 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 Well, Daniel, we only have about a minute left. This goes so fast. It was
wow, that was
a beautiful conversation. I'm so happy. I'd love to see if you could leave one last piece for our listeners. How do you celebrate when you do accomplish a great goal that you have co-created with your creator?
Well, first of all, I always say praise God. Thank you, God. As a matter of fact, I got a card right here. I leave on my computer. You will never fail me, Lord.
Oh, beautiful.
And I take it here to my monitor because he's my source.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I've been so successful because I know who my source is and I always acknowledge that. And people say, how do you do this? I'm like, and I say this humbly, don't take this the wrong way. Speakers have been speaking for a long time. They've never spoken for the United States Air Force that hired me back in July. That's God.
Yeah.
The law of promotion says this. If you're given a half acre of land and you don't take care of that half acre of land, how can you get promoted to a full acre of land? If you have that full acre of land and you don't take care of that full acre of land, how are you going to get promoted to 10 acres of land? You're not. Because the law of promotion says, if you can't even take care of what you have, the universe ain't going to trust you with more.
Yeah.
But most people, they're not grateful for what they've been given. and lack of gratitude, that's why they don't succeed in life, because they're not truly grateful. And I tell you this because my biggest lesson for me was when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. Not that I didn't love my wife, not that I didn't value her, but I could have been more grateful. And in her going through her process of radiation, surgery, recoveries, like, you know, God, I could be angry, I could be upset, but teach me to be more grateful. And as I was valuing and being more grateful for my wife, everything in my life changed for the better. I feel better. I'm happier. My relationships with my kids are amazing. It's just, it's not hard to explain, but in being grateful for that situation in my life and not being angry at the universe, I learned to be grateful in other areas, and doors open up, opportunities open up. So if you want to be promoted in life, in your organization, in your business, bloom where you're planted. Because the law of promotion says if you don't take care of the responsibilities that you have, if you have a nice car and you don't treat it like a nice car, well, that car's not going to last you. If you have a rundown house and you want a better house to say, but you don't make your bed and you don't cut the yard, well, God's not going to bless you with a bigger house. And you know what's up? I want to just share this because this is, I don't know why, but every time I go into a men's restroom and there's paper on the floor, God gives me that test. And I'm not even joking. I left this one seminar that I was speaking at, and I go, God, I'm busy. I was just rushed out, and I really felt like intuition, the prompting to pick up the paper towel in the trash, and I didn't. Well, then I stopped. I had to use the restroom. I stopped at the convenience store, and it was worse.
Yeah.
And God goes, okay, are you going to pick it up now? And I was like, I've been picking up trash in restrooms for the last almost year and a half. True story.
Yeah.
But if he can't trust me, because my dream is to have a big organization, to have employees. If he can't trust me to pick up the trash, if I'm too good to pick up trash in the restroom, what does that say about my character?
Yeah.
Because then I won't be the leader that my team's going to need when that time arrives.
Nice. Daniel Gomez, you are a character and you have some excellent values. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for sharing your gifts and your blessing with our listeners. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. And just to let you know, we are going to be launching a Men on Purpose Mastermind in the year ahead. So thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Everyone is. Thank you, Men on Purpose.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.